fun.
Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Good evening to our lovely listeners, wherever you might be, on the land, on the sea, in the air, in outer space. Welcome to another exciting Friday edition of your favorite psychic show. It's the Psychic Funhouse Podcast. And yes, we're here for another enjoyable session with you. And I am your co-host, Mr. Lawrence A. Birch. So welcome to our show. I'm joined, of course, as always, by my lovely co-host, Mr. Michael J. Espinoza. Welcome, Michael.
Bonjour, monsieur. How are you?
I'm well. How is the psychic to the stars?
Really good. Really good.
Yeah.
Glad we made it through another week. Well, almost. One more day.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
It's good.
Happy April Fool's Day.
Yes. Say that again.
Welcome. I said happy April Fool's Day. Welcome to April.
Oh, that's right. It is April Fool's Day. Okay. Happy,
yeah.
Happy April Fool's to you and everyone else, all the listeners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, maybe people got some pranks pulled on them today, since it is traditional for April Fool's here in the States to do that. I was nice,
yeah.
And I didn't do anybody, which is unusual for me. So must be getting nicer in my old age. But so, how's your weekend? Anything exciting
good.
Worth reporting in the virtual field? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You had a lot of clients.
Yeah, it's been a very busy week. You know, one of the things we talk about a lot is responsibility of our sitters, right? And our responsibility.
Yeah.
And I had a client this week, and I find it very interesting when people do not want to accept responsibility for their lives. And they come to psychics thinking we are going to give them answers to resolve and fix their relationships. And I have to say, this is not the way to do it, people. Don't come to us to give you answers on, you know, if you believe your spouse or significant other is having an affair. It's just, you know, you have to sit down with that person and ask them. And you guys got to talk about it and work through it. Coming to us for answers to basically, you know, watch them. It's just, it's kind of creepy too. Yeah.
You don't want to be used as a surveillance camera?
I need to start raising
viewing.
My rates.
Remote viewing.
Yeah. And if I'm going to start doing that, I'm going to raise my rates. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. Then hire a PI. If that's what you need, then you need to hire a PI, not a psychic. And, you know, we can give you some insight into the person and the relationship, but ultimately, you have to do the work. You need to go to your significant other and talk to them and figure out what the problem is. right? Because even with psychics, we're not going to pinpoint everything 100%. We're going to give you some information about it. It's not going to be super accurate. So, yeah, it's important for you to do the work.
So Michael, if you don't tell them if their significant other is having an affair or not, how are they going to be able to have that conversation with them where they're going to be able to pin them to the wall and say, my psychic told me you've been having an affair.
Exactly.
So you're in trouble now because my psychic.
Psychic told me you're not a good person. You've been messing up on me.
Right, you've been messing around.
Sorry.
My psychic saw you in the back of your car doing smoochies with the cashier at the grocery store when you should have been at home cooking your dinner. Lucille.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, I mean, you know, if you're feeling insecure, and it doesn't really matter what it is, but okay, let's stick with the affair idea. If you're feeling insecure in your relationship and your solution is to come see a psychic, don't be surprised that after this session with a psychic, you're not going to feel any less secure. It's the same principle when you go see a counselor for your relationship, right? Mm-hmm. Your relationship isn't working out. You both decide to take the step, or even just one person decides to take the step and to see a relationship counselor. You're not going to come away from that beginning session feeling like $1 million, because that's when the stuff finally starts coming out and you have to start facing it, and it's unpleasant. And all the stuff that you've been lying to yourself about potentially, you're not going to do it anymore. You're going to face it. You're going to take responsibility, like you've been saying. And it's painful, and it's problematic. You know, and relationships can be difficult. They can run into really rough patches. But, you know, there's a reason why this show is for entertainment purposes only. Michael and I aren't counselors. We're not Dr. Phil and Oprah. You know, we're here to help you out and give you insights and whatever, you know, our spirit guides and maybe yours are willing to share with you, but we're not going to fix your relationship. I mean, if you come in with that agenda on any level, you're going to be really disappointed, and our discussion's probably going to end pretty quick, because we're going to figure out that there's, you know, very little we can do for you in that situation. It's not what we're here for. So
I think a little more to that point. I think what we can do is maybe confirm what you've been thinking or feeling in the relationship. But, you know, it's your responsibility. This is your relationship. And so it's incumbent upon you to have the talk with your significant other to say, hey, what's going on here? What are we going to do? Right. This is what I've been thinking and feeling for, you know, the last few years. And Silver Brown told me, you've been messing up. So.
Yeah. Well, it always stuns me when somebody comes to us with a relationship issue. And, you know, it's almost always the case, you know, that I'll come back with them and say, well, have you talked to them about it? And when they say, oh, no, that's why I'm talking to you. It's like, okay, well, this relationship has a big problem because you guys can't even communicate. You know, if you're so terrified or unwilling or, you know, whatever the blockage is that you can't bring up something with your significant other. And I'm not like saying that you have to, you know, always bring something up if you've got some issue going on, and that it's never okay to talk to a, you know, your friend or a psychic or whatever first, because you want to just, you know, see what they have to say. Because sometimes, you know, you can get paranoid or you can start being suspicious for no reason you know, there's something going on that you need to check yourself about so that you don't, you know, bring something painful up to your partner or accuse them of something when really what's going on is you've got to deal with your own stuff. I'm not talking about those situations. I'm talking about when you've had ample time to go over whatever it is that's troubling you. And instead of, you know, cluing in your partner, you're going around to all these other backdoor sources trying to figure stuff out. And it's like, what? Just have the courage to talk to them. I mean, yeah, maybe it's going to be difficult, but eventually you're going to have to bring it up at some point, right? Or you're just what? You're just never going to say anything? You're just going to go around to psychics and get them to, you know, feed your insecurities? I don't know. I don't understand that process, but it does happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Sad, sad, sad. Anyway. Okay, let's do it. Sylvia Brown is ready.
All right, now there's clear
to channel
here.
Sylvia Brown. Yeah.
What's
I
that?
I need to channel Sylvia Brown.
Sylvia Brown, okay. Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever seen
Sylvia
her
Brown.
In, what's his?
Maury?
What's his name? He used to have a show. No, it wasn't Maury.
Yeah, no, I know the guy you're talking about. Montel Williams. Montel Williams.
There you go. Ding, ding, ding. You're the winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good old Sylvia.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go to the phones and find out how people's relationships are. Or if they've been April fooled. So here on the Psychic Funhouse, when we go to our lovely listeners, we like to find out your name and where you're calling from. And we'll clue you in it's you because you'll find out we're going to announce your area code. All right? So without further ado, here we go. First caller of the night. This is area code 631. Hi there. You're on the Psychic Funhouse with Michael Lawrence. What's your name and where
yes.
are you calling from, please?
Suzanne, Long
Hi.
Island. Hi.
Hi, Suzanne.
How's Long Island?
I'm good.
Good, 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 good.
Good.
What do we do for you?
I'm working now, but I just applied to do subbing, and I might be hearing by next week. Should I stay where I'm at now or sub?
Okay, that came at me a little bit fast. So you're working at you've got a job right now, but you're wondering if you should take another job? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, because I'm not this, the job I'm on is kind of hard, but the other one's subbing, but it might lead to full-time in September. What do you think I should do?
Mm-hmm. You know, is there – do you have a I don't know if Michael, are you hearing this? There's like an echo or something going on. Do you hear that?
Yes, I'm getting the feedback. Do you have your radio on, Suzanne?
No, I don't.
That is so
interesting.
Weird.
It is weird. Hopefully it'll quit. Well, I guess what you know, the hit that I'm getting, Suzanne, is that it'd be helpful for you to take the sub job. I think that would make more sense.
I mean, I'm working full-time now. It's a little bit better money, but it's kind of like a hard job, and I don't know if I want to do this like the rest of my life, but subbing, I have to get called every day in order to live. But then I'm thinking that maybe it'll be full-time in September, so I don't know.
Well, I think you're in a position where if you stay at the job where you're at, you're going to be really deeply dissatisfied, and that's going to affect your job performance anyway. I don't necessarily see that the sub job is going to lead to something more permanent the way that you want it to, but I do think it's going to be a much better fit for you, and financially I don't think you're going to end up in a, you know, in a really bad place by doing it. I think it's going to be about equivalent.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's my gut feeling. I don't know, maybe next September, October, it'll go to permanent teacher aid. You never know.
But it's possible, yeah. It's possible, you definitely, yeah. You know, you got to work your contacts if you do decide to take the job. That's always going to be helpful. But, yeah, I don't think the job you got right now is a good fit. So.
No, it's not.
Yeah, Michael,
you
did you
want
to add anything?
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to let Michael chime in if he felt like it.
Hey, Suzanne. I'm kind of getting, you know, what you already know, that this current job is, it's not a good fit and you're not enjoying it. The subbing, I'm seeing jobs come through. It feels like it will be pretty consistent, but it also feels like it might give you a source of stress, right, of wondering if some jobs are going to come through. And so I think you're going to have to weigh that as well. Let me see. Let me look out into the future to see anything coming through permanent. Yeah, it feels like there is something in September.
Oh, great, where I'm going to be subbing?
It feels more permanent than subbing.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same district, though, that I'll be taking the subbing jobs at?
Yes.
Oh, good, good, good.
Yeah.
And, yeah, what else? Do you see a significant other coming into my life?
Zen, you know, that echo, maybe you don't hear, but we do on our end, it's really distracting. So I'm going to ask you to
I'm so sorry. I took off the speaker.
Okay. That's okay. Yeah, it might just be something on our end. Occasionally we have glitches, but we'll try to take your call a little bit later and see if we can't get a better connection, all right?
Okay. So what do I have to hang on then, or...?
Well, I would probably disconnect and then call back just to see if that you know, might solve the problem. Otherwise, we're going to be hearing this echo for a while, and it's just too much. All right.
Okay, I'm sorry about that because it's not on my end.
That's
weird.
Okay. No
worries. All right, I'll try to call back later then.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Suzanne.
Okay,
sorry about that.
Bye.
Good luck with everything. You bet.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, my goodness. What is that? Ghost in the Machine, huh? What? Well, that's a little crazy. Hopefully that isn't going to happen any more calls. All right. Well, should we take another call, see what happens with that one? You ready? Mr. E, I'm going to take that as a yes.
Let's do it.
All right. All right. So this is area code 720.
Hi.
It's the Psychic Funhouse with Michael and Lawrence. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Hi, I'm Randy from Colorado.
You're from Colorado? Randy? Is that what I heard?
Yes. Yes.
All right, Randy from Colorado. How's Colorado?
Great. Love Colorado.
Oh, good. 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 Yeah. Yeah. What can we do for you, Randy?
What's your question?
So my husband's in sales, and he's looking for a more stable position. He applied for something recently. I don't know. Do you see anything coming through for a job?
What's your husband's name?
Dave.
Dave?
Yes.
So his, it sounds like his and your issue with his current career is it's just not consistent. Is he not working as much or making as much money as he needs to for your guys? Or?
Well, in this job that he's at, he likes his boss and everything, but it's not. There's no salary, and so he has to really like grind. And it's sales. So he's looking for something with more like a salary, maybe benefits, you know, and commissions, bonuses, all that.
Okay. You know, I guess what I'm getting about Dave, Randy, is for him to move out of the line of work that he's in and to find that, you know, I'll just label it as a dream job where he's getting the kind of pay that he wants with maybe some of the other perks or benefits as well. He needs to make himself more marketable. And what comes up immediately with that is to go through some more training, maybe not necessarily going to school, you know, like a college course or something like that. But if there's some either technical skills or something that he can do that will make him look much more attractive on paper, I think that would, you know, on his resume, that would really go a long way towards getting him closer to the kind of position that he would really like ideally. Because I think right now, what's preventing him in part from getting the employment that he's wanting is he's not, there are other people that just, they probably are not as capable as he is, but for whatever reason, they look better on their resume. And so he needs to, you know, just beef up his competitiveness, I guess, on paper, so he looks more attractive to an employer. Has he been talking about doing any kind of training, or is there something like that in the works?
He has done training, like in different areas, like insurance.
Uh-huh.
He has a lot of training, like I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Yeah. How recent has that been? Has it been within the last year or two that he's done the training?
Like he was trying to start an insurance company for a short time, and he just got trained in that, and then he hated it, so he didn't do that.
Uh-huh.
But like there's, yeah, he does have some training. I don't know.
What
extra training?
Yeah.
And he has
he done
a lot of experience?
Does he
And somebody
does he have
like, he knew that his friend of his looked at his resume and like helped him like with the resume to make it look better. Also, I'm not really sure.
Okay.
Like what else he really do? He's like in his 50s. It's not like he's a youngster. I don't know what else.
Sure. What's his resume look like in the leadership department? Has he had supervisory positions or managerial?
He doesn't really want to do that.
He doesn't want to do it?
No, he does not want to be a manager.
Uh-huh.
And he's not looking for manager jobs. He's looking for a sales position.
Right. Just a better sales position. Well, let me see if I can cogitate more on that and see what else I can come up with. Michael, do you have anything coming up for Dave?
I get this is going to be a while before he finds something. I'm not seeing anything till late summer, early fall for him. It's going to be a while till he finds something. Yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately, but just, you know, have him keep at it.
Okay.
He will find something, though, eventually, but it's not going to be soon.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Sorry we couldn't be more help to you. Good luck, Andy.
Okay.
Let us know how it goes.
Thanks,
all right. Good. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, work stuff is hard.
Yeah, everything's been topsy-turvy with the economy and the you know, the pandemic and supply issues and all that, and you know, it's unfortunately never easy when you're older, right? Companies will pass you over and they stay with it because, you know, they can just give other reasons for why they're not going to hire you. But you know, once you move out of a certain age bracket, it's really unfortunate because most of the people who are older have tons of experience that they can bring to a position, but companies are still really biased against you know, hiring somebody that isn't, you know, I don't know what their perspective is on it. Maybe it's, they feel like they're not trainable, or, you know, they're stuck in the ways. They're only going to be around for a shorter period of time, so they don't want to invest in them. Could be a bunch of different things. I was just down with my cousin, and she's got, her husband's in sales, so down in the San Francisco Bay Area, and he's been having a hell of a time trying to get in with a company because he's in his 50s, and nobody wants to hire him, you know, and it's discouraging. So, I definitely feel for that couple that's challenging. But, and it's too bad that he's resistant to the stuff, because I think that would be his ticket in, would be to take a leadership position. But, you know, if that's not what he wants to do, it's not what he wants to do. But, you know, what can you say?
Yeah.
You know, hopefully things will get better. All right. Are you ready for caller number 3, compadre?
Mm-hmm.
Mia?
Yeah.
Ready to roll?
Let's do it.
I like your attitude, brother. All right. This is area code 201. You are on the Psychic Funhouse. Lawrence, hey there. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Jackie, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Jackie from Jersey.
In the house.
Yeah. But, you know, in light of some of the conversations you had so far about the employment, I'm on the other side of an argument, and I just want to know, like, how to handle it, because I do work with someone who's older that has been in labor for a long while, and she's not doing anything to assist me. And it's unfortunate because I'm held responsible and accountable, but she's not, because she's connected. But she's a cog in the system right now. And it's so sad because she sees me working very hard every day, and she knows that I have my own stuff outside of work to handle, but doesn't have a conscience. And I'm so over with it and done with it, because I have other things in my life I need to be attending to right now. And it's unfair because I'm dragging this heavy weight around. And
what I did was I actually
accepted a job recently, and they're not supposed to hold me more than 2 months. But I'm hearing that he's not going to release me until September, which I wanted to leave before then. And I want to know if I'm leaving before she leaves, or what's going to happen, because I need to move forward in my personal life. Right now, my work life has been invading my personal time, space, and energy. So I just want to know if I'm going to be able to move before the summer, or if I'm going to be stuck in this horrible situation until the new year. And my new year begins in September.
Jackie, can I get some clarification here? I'm a little confused, and I just want to make sure I'm understanding. So when you said, if I'm going to move, is it move physically in a new home or in a new job?
I want to move in a physical home, and I have a lot of paperwork to shore up in my personal life, a lot of stuff I need to put in order. However, my job is my livelihood. And it's overwhelming because I'm carrying the whole weight. I just recently got a new job offer, and I accepted it. But it's within the same system, and they can't just release me unless a replacement is found or some other arrangement is made.
Okay.
Because it's really two moves I'm trying to make. I've been trying to make them so that I can move forward.
Right. So you want a new job and a new home.
Yes. I have the home in mind. It's my family's home, but I need to show up some paperwork. But I do want to move in the job. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for clarifying that.
Mm-hmm. Like, my job has been getting in the way of my personal stuff.
I kind of get she's not going to go anywhere soon. I don't feel that she's going to be there forever, but, yeah, she's going to be there for a while, maybe a year or two. She, yeah. So, yeah, you have a choice to make here. You know, whether you want to continue to stay there or move on.
No, I've already made the choice to move on.
Okay.
They're holding
all
me
right.
there, and I have a feeling they're holding me there because I'm carrying her. See, no one won't mess with her because they know that she should have been retired. She's not doing anything. They know that, but she's politically connected. I just want to move on. I don't want to fall apart carrying all the weight.
Mm-hmm. So then you want to know if you're going to get another job soon.
Right. I did get another job, but they're holding me before they transfer me.
Oh, so you're transferring within the corporation, the same company.
The same system. It's a system. It's a school system.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Now, let's see. I get they're going to release you in about a month. I kind of get that they're trying to figure out what to do with her and who to match her up to, who to match her with, the new person that's going to, they're going to tag, make her part of a tag team. So, yeah. So,
hey, I need to breathe. I'm tired of being on pins and needles and, you know, being held responsible for everything while she sits back on the computer and just surf all day.
Yeah.
You know, or sleep.
Yeah.
You know,
I can't be
held responsible for that.
Yeah. Well, I kind of, you know, I don't know what to tell you in that instance. You know, it's the thing I'm getting here. It's in about four to six weeks, a month to a month and a half that you'll be able to, they'll release you and you'll be able to move.
Do you see the next place as a better fit?
Did you interview for that position?
Yes.
And what do you think?
I think it is. I really do. It's going to give me an opportunity to, I guess, do both left brain and right brain work. You know, it's a really nice small school not far from my home. The environment is a lot cleaner and safer, you know. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to be the big fish in the little pond, but I do want to be someplace that have a different culture, you know, different expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm at right now is a lot of complacency and apathy, and they'll dump work on the worker bees, and I happen to be a worker bee. And
yeah,
I really don't. I'm tired of nonsense. Like, I'm over it. I'm over it.
Yeah.
Because I need
yeah.
to free up my mind and tap into my own creative energy and, you know, help who I can help. But I'm not going to drag grown people around who are okay with
mm-hmm.
just getting over. I'm tired of that. I've dealt with that too long, and I can't release it as soon as I get home. I like how to salt it away and soak it away at
yeah.
night. And I need...
Yeah.
I need my mind to
I
be
hear
the right
you.
Place to finish my own paperwork.
Yeah.
Like, my
well,
spirit
I,
is ready
I,
to go.
Yeah. Well, it's coming. And like I said, 4 to 6 weeks. it feels like you'll be out of there. Okay? Good luck to you, Jackie.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Jackie. Let us know how it goes.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. Hang in there.
Thank you. Namaste.
All right. Now, did she say namaste, Dan? Or is that, did I hear that?
Yes, she said namaste.
Well, how about that? Yeah. What to do with a coworker who isn't pulling their weight? Man, that's like the classic issue. Right? You need to go get you some mojo hand and some hoppin' John. Or no, that's a food. What's that called? Hi, John the Conqueror. That's it. Herb. And start working your mojo. Get a fire lit under that person's ass. You know, it's like when you get assigned a group project in school and you're the one who ends up doing all the work and then they get to take the credit for it. That's always fun. Love those situations.
Mm. Right.
Yeah. Mhm. Yeah. Yeah. Got to have a strategy for that. All right. Well, more phone calls. What do you think, Michael? You ready to roll?
I am ready to roll, sir. I am ready to roll.
Okay. All right, well, let's go with this.
The coffee's kicking in.
Yeah, this is area code 330. Hi there. You're on the Psychic Funhouse with Michael Lawrence. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Hi, guys. It's Leslie from Manhattan, Kansas.
Hey, Leslie. How's Kansas doing?
Hey, doing good. I just want to give you an update. I did accept an offer. I didn't accept an offer of employment, and I'll be starting the day after Easter at a small HBCU in Mississippi.
Yay.
Fantastic.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right. We're so happy to hear that.
Yes.
What a relief.
Yes, and I've been doing a lot of packing this week, and I start a GoFundMe, and my hope is to get to the threshold before next Saturday, because I still have a lot of personal bills to pay. And with this position, I do expect to do well in this position, and what do you see in terms of meeting my fundraising threshold and my future performance in this position?
Huh.
Can I jump in here real quick?
Jump, Michael. Jump.
Yeah. I'm sorry to barge my way in here. But
that's okay.
Let me ask you some questions, Leslie. One of the things that's important that we do is set intentions, right, to anything new that we want to do. And so, you know, I'm going to ask you the same questions. You know, how do you think you are going to perform in this new job? What is your feeling for it?
Then I'm going to work hard and treat students with dignity and respect and show empathy.
Fantastic. And how do you think you're going to perform in this job?
I really want
you're
to perform well.
Do good?
Yes, I need a support system.
Okay. Did they offer you the money that you wanted?
Yes, they
did. Are you going to get? Perfect. All right. And there are opportunities for increases, pay increases?
Not at this time. It's a firm position. The salary is firm and non-negotiable.
Right. But in the future?
Yes.
So they talked about pay increases. Yeah.
Yes.
Great.
Yes, potentially.
So, you know, So one of the things I would – go ahead.
Yeah, with the possibility of I might do a doctorate education program, one of the bigger institutions in the future.
Fantastic. That is so good, Leslie. Really happy for you. So I want you to get a journal and write down in your journal, right, your expectations for yourself and for this company and what they are going to provide for you, right? And also I would suggest that you do that same thing for your fundraising, right? Write down the amount, the goal. Really start visualizing that amount come in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I think you're going to do well, Leslie. I think you're really going to do well. And the energy feels very good. It feels very upbeat. And, you are your best cheerleader. And so it's important for you to do the work first before you call the psychic. And, infuse your new position with what you want.
Yes.
So any of the readings that you got from us, because I remember you called a few times, were we within the time frame? Or did any of that come true?
Yes, you got that in the time frame.
Okay.
That was off the position in February, and I fully accepted it in March.
Over
2.5 weeks. Yeah, almost 3 weeks ago. And
fantastic.
More recently, I submitted all the official documents, my I-9, my transcripts.
Well, Leslie, I am thrilled for you. Congratulations on the new position, and I wish you all the best there. Keep calling us back and let us know how it goes. Anyway, I'm going to take a step back now, and we'll let the birch man come forward, the shamanic birch. Hello, shamanic birch.
I think Michael's just, wanting to give you support and tools, Leslie, to keep going in the direction that you're already manifesting. So, I think what I would just piggyback on top of that is to say, whatever you need to do to find your confidence and to stay connected to your sense of purpose and why you're in the field that you're in, I think that's the energy you need to put into the position you're stepping into. I think it's great that you got proactive and started a GoFundMe. I would really not be attached to how that's going to manifest for you. I'm sure you have a goal set and that's good, but I think it's best to just, let it, run its course and be satisfied with the results that you get, no matter what happens with that. I think there's a lot of things that you're going to be able to really revisit and hopefully get a new perspective on in terms of how you see yourself as a person and also how you're going to be able to, in a way, really kind of recreate yourself, this move and the new journey and the new position. So, in addition to what Michael was suggesting, I think it'd be good to just really think about how you want to maybe reinvent yourself a little and what you think, maybe how you've been viewed before in the past, how you want that to change in this new position and put some time and energy into repackaging yourself,
Okay. Yes.
So that people really get to experience who you are as a person and they don't get tripped up by distractions or things that really aren't how you see yourself, you know? So once you get in alignment with all that, I think things are really going to just take off for you, and you're really going to, you know, just keep, really moving forward in some really exciting ways. So I'm happy for you.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's always great to hear back from our callers, especially when they have lovely news like this to share with us. So we're really thrilled. So thank
Very
you.
Thrilled.
All right. Well, yeah. Keep in touch, my good man, and you know, let us know how your progress is, and if there's anything else we can do, you know, we're always here for you. So good job.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Have fun. All right. Well, that's the kind of story we like to hear on the second. That.
Yeah. It's nice when you hear people getting their new jobs that they have been wanting. You know, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I know he's been working on that for a while.
He has. Yeah. I think he's been calling us for over a year now, you know, that I remember. And it's been an uphill climb. But, you know, he exemplifies somebody who did the work, right? He stuck in there, partnered with Spirit. You know, he asked for help. He was open. And he did what he needed to do. So good job. Good for him.
Yeah.
Okay. In case I didn't say this earlier, just so you know, the Psychic Funhouse is all about the entertainment. Well, I'm giving the disclaimer. We're all about.
Okay. Did legal talk to you?
Well, I've been getting texts throughout the show. Apparently, my lukewarm, watered down disclaimer wasn't good enough for them. So now I'm beefing it up. So get this straight. We're not here to give you legal, financial, marital, what else? I don't know. Biological advice. We're just here for entertainment. And if you're being entertained, great. If you're not entertained, I don't know what to tell you. So that's our disclaimer. How was that? Is that good?
That's good. Wow.
Okay.
Well, I am entertained. Okay.
Well, if we're entertained.
Entertained.
That's right. That's right. Because it's really for the fun house. All right, let's go to another. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go. We're going to take area code 216. Yeah. Hi there, you're on the Psychic Fun House with Michael Lawrence. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Yes, hello. My name is Patricia.
Patricia. Where are you from,
Hi, Patricia?
Calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
From Ohio. All right. Nice.
Welcome.
What can we do for you, Patricia?
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Welcome.
I'd like to find out where I'm currently living in this apartment building. I'll be 4 years in May. I've been experiencing last year and probably ever since I've been here, there's always something negative. They try to evict me, meaning the little employees and probably the owners of this building try to evict me last year. And because I'm paying, it's income-based, so I've been paying just a low amount of rent because my income had changed. And those set of employees went. But I want to know is, and they're do all these inspections, and, of course, they're not fixing anything in my place. And it's like, okay, but are they planning to do something else to make me miserable and be more inconveniencing me? And, yes, I am planning to move. I have the city and state where I'm going to, and I've visited I applied to and got on the waiting list for a income-based housing there, but then I found out I've been pushed back. And I guess some other people on the list had some type of priority or something. I don't know. Anyway, I realize obviously I'm not going to be sitting here and depending on that one. And I'm, and of course I'm doing my best, and I've been applying to other work, meaning these side jobs, and just to have some income coming in. And I have one, but it's not enough. And I work, you know, and I've been applying and been applying. And obviously my main focus is to work on developing my skill set as a writer, both my literary writing and the copywriting, and as a speaker.
Mm-hmm.
But in, you know, and obviously those will take time. Mm-hmm. And of course now I've started a training on being an online English certified TESOL tutor or teacher. So I'm just starting that training. So within 60 days, it's my plan to have studied and learn and understand, but obviously gain the certificate. And that's going to be an income stream, which will be part-time.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I've said a lot of information, but my question was, are these little pieces of trash, because they can't legally evict me, but obviously I can't put anything past them. My whole 10 years of living here has just been the energy here, it's been very negative, harmful, many of the people, and I'm not talking about friends or whatever. They just have a negative, tone, and it's, just an angry, and just hasn't really been good. And it's like this energy, this place does not want me here, and I'm more than happy to oblige it and say mm-hmm. bye. And, dealing with,
Patricia, is there some kind of regulatory body that you've been in contact with about the shenanigans that have been pulled on you, like somebody who can oversee what's been going on that can deal with your complaints and do an investigation of any kind? Has that been possible, or is that not?
I have not. Where I was looking for jobs through a social service community, I don't want to say agency or place, mm-hmm. I called and spoke to a person there and was telling him, and he was talking very fast, and he was rushing to get me off that phone, and he wasn't mm-hmm. trying to listen. And mm-hmm. so there I tried calling HUD, and of course mm-hmm. trying to get some. It's a waste of time, because you're not getting through, and I figure, that's going to be a waste of time.
Does the city of Cleveland have any kind of, free legal representation? Because I know some locations you're able to talk to somebody who's a lawyer, basically, who can give you, some help or some, steps to take to counter whatever is being done. That sounds like it's
probably talking about legal aid. And I'm in a small suburb or whatever. But you're probably talking about legal aid. And they're probably, because I had an incident happen in 2020 where exterminator came and did the spraying, which I put a note on the door saying no spray and a note on the cabinet door. He came in, sprayed anyway, and when I come home, I put my key in the lock and the door pushes open. Anyway, I told the the little on-site managers from the previous ones, and she didn't do anything. She was a hateful file person. And, you know, and of course, you know, they didn't care. I don't think we're probably going to say either move or, you know, it's, I see it probably as a not getting anywhere either. And, you know, and of course, and like I said, I'm more than ready to move and we can have the apartment.
Right. Right.
I'm going to do so of my choosing. And like I said, because it is a HUD-owned building and it's income-based,
right.
You know, if you get a dollar, they want to know, you know, where you're getting this money from, blah, 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 blah. And, of course,
right.
You know, they're doing all these inspections, you know, HUD's inspection and their inspection, the owner's. And, of course, nothing gets done. And, I mean, that's with other apartments, but definitely with, you know, mine.
Yeah,
and,
well, I do think your best bet is going to be to continue to look for a new place. I don't see anything improving there to the point where you're going to feel, you know, compelled to stay. I think your energy, as much as possible, needs to be focused on things that, bring you happiness and bring you, you know, new income. And I think the crazy neighbors that you've had, you know, the bad landlord, the management, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. A lot of that is just out of your control. And so, the energy that you put towards it is really, it's just not going to be productive for you. So I think the best thing you can do is just stay really focused on the positive things that you do have control over and just put your energy there and let the other stuff just take the place that it's going to, you know, try to minimize it as much as possible. And, I don't see you really being in the same building much longer than the end of the summer. So I think, you know, if you can just hang on and get through that, you're going to be fine. That makes sense?
Yeah. Oh, yes. But I just want to be strategic and prepare for any offense. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I think you're already being really strategic. I think you're kind of strategic'd out. You know, there's not – more strategy isn't going to be what's going to help you. You know, it's sort of – you can only take your car into the shop so many times before somebody tells you, hey, it's time to get a new car. And I think that's the process you're on.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You just have to kind of outlast all the annoyances and everything. And I think you will. Yeah. You know?
Yes.
Don't get too despairing about it. Michael, do you want to add anything for Patricia? Or?
No, I think what all the information you gave her is right on. I think right now, Patricia, it's just kind of asking, letting go and letting the universe and your guides help you and move this whole situation forward. You've done your homework and... that's all I'm getting. So it's just let it manifest now. Let it do its job, and it'll come back to you.
All right. Okay.
All right.
I'll just continue with my plans. All right. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Yeah. You know what to do. Just
you too.
Stay with
me. Be well.
You're good. Yeah. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you later, Patricia.
Thank you.
Take care. You're welcome. All right. Well, Michael, do you know what time it is?
Oh, don't even tell me. Yep. It's the end.
But... Good God. Okay. Well, this has been the Technical Difficulties Show. Anyway, we've come to the end of another lovely program. sorry we didn't get to everybody, but we want to thank all our lovely listeners and our callers and our psychic funhousers. You know who you are for supporting us and being a part of the show. We couldn't do this show without you, so thank you so much. I also want to take this time to thank my lovely co-host, Mr. Michael J. Espinoza, psychic to
thank
the stars.
You.
Yeah, Michael,
yes.
How can people get in
thank
touch
you.
With you?
Thank you.
If they'd like, yeah.
Go to my website,
wow.
MichaelJEspinoza.com.
Nice.
Ding, ding, ding.
Very good.
How can
all right.
people get a hold of you, Lawrence?
Yeah, well, as your co-host, Lawrence Birch, I also am open to getting in touch with really wonderful clients. So if you are feeling the urge, you can call me at 541-344-7534 or text. You can also email me at givingtree@earthlink.net. Facebook is Giving Tree Farm Herbs, and my website's Giving Tree Farm Herb Company. All right. Do we have any exciting upcoming
right.
shows to inform people about, Mr. Espinoza? Or
we have one next Friday.
What?
Next one.
No way.
Yes, we have one next Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific time. We
wow.
might have a special guest. I am waiting for confirmation. So
okay.
when yep, booking gets that to me, I will post that.
Okay. So you got to talk to the program director and see what's happening with that. All right. Very good.
Yes. We're waiting for the booking agents. Yep.
Nice. Well, I hope we can get the funds together to meet their fee because people's rates have gone up exponentially.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
How can we,
all right. Well.
So.
How,
you gave
you know,
your
you
contact information, right?
I did.
Okay.
I did. Should I do it again?
You can do it again if you'd like. Absolutely.
I'm just going to keep doing it until somebody finally contacts me. No. Yeah. Well, you've come to the end of another program. I guess we're going to see you next week. Do you have any announcements or anything? Are you doing a Sunday brunch show or you – taking time
no,
off
not,
and going to the...
not at this moment. Yeah.
Okay.
Tomorrow I am doing a group mediumship reading. Finally getting back into that. I was doing before the pandemic started. And so I'm just getting back into that. So I am very excited about that. Yeah.
As you should.
So we'll see how that goes. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you, Shamanic Birch?
Shamanic Birch. Yeah, nothing. Nothing happening. Just usual. I mowed my mom's lawn today. That's what I did. How about that?
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, well, it was like 2 feet high, so it was fun.
So. Well, thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
For listening and calling in.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So much fun, and we really appreciate all of you, and we especially appreciate the spirits who make everything happen, hold it together with the energetic glue of the universe. Couldn't do it without them either.
Yes.
All right. Well, we will talk to everybody soon. Hope you have a lovely rest of your day, wherever you might be, and enjoy your weekend. May it be productive and healing, and hope your next week will be everything you hope for. So thanks again. We'll see you next time.
See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye now.